651, 1320 WILS. So a new survey looking at how we spend our vacation time, and most of us, well, spend it really on our digital equipment, on the phones. 54% of us say we couldn't even go a full day without checking our devices or texting. Let's get some perspective on how we really should be dealing with this. Psyche Terry with us. She's a business and life coach, a self-made millionaire, and she joins us here on WILS. Psyche, great to have you here.
Hello, and thank you for having me, Mike.
Psyche, I've never met a Psyche before. It's a great name. How did you get Psyche?
Thank you. Well, Psyche is Greek, and it means soul and mind. So I've been doing my best at helping people have a more calm and better mind and soul, right?
Yeah. Now, how did you discover your passion in terms of pursuing a career and becoming a millionaire?
Well, I really pulled back and determined what is it that I like, me, myself. Just I got real socially, I guess, personally interested in what is it that makes me tick, what makes me happy, what makes me sad, what don't I want to do for the rest of my life, and then lastly, what do I want to be known for the rest of my life.
How did that come to life for you?
Yeah, I learned that I love people and I love making people happy and I like health and health attributes. And so I ran away from what I was doing full time all day long of being in the builder industry to saying, hey, how about I get involved in fashion and cosmetics and all things fun and and all things that smell good.
Yeah. So you haven't taken a lot of vacation time, have you?
You know what? It's funny because people are afraid sometimes to go work for themselves because they're thinking you'll never be able to work, or you'll never be able to not work because you're always busy, you're always trying to run your own company, you're always working all hours of the day. But it's so not true. I mean, our team, I work with my husband, and we make sure as bosses and as partners and as employers that we take time off, that we take time away from our cell phones, that we're intentional. And I think that's like the number one thing that I think your listeners should know is be intentional, whether you're, whether you're Mike and you're on the radio and people are madly in love with you, or you're me and you're running a lingerie or a skincare company and you've got folks working for you, is be intentional about taking time off, taking time away, and caring about yourself. Get selfish.
I'm still trying to digest what you just said about being in love with me. I'm not sure about that one, Psyche. Psyche Terry with us here, 1320 WILS. Find her at psycheterry.com. But in your case, it's like, do you really take a day without, being on your phone, checking email, that kind of thing?
Well, I do. I do think it is super hard, right?
Uh-huh.
So I put myself in that category, and I'm sure you can put yourself in that category too. It's hard. It's super hard.
Now, I can't say I've taken a day without checking my phone, right?
Yeah,
have you?
It's tough. It's tough.
Okay.
What I can say, right? I'm like, hi, my name is Psyche, and I'm a little bit addicted to my phone, but I can take an hour away. I can take a half hour away, or a lunch break away, or a couple hours out of my day, or just, even my evenings. And so many people cannot. But if we take baby steps, I'd like to help people think, take the crawl, walk, run steps. So that maybe you're taking your lunch and you're putting your phone down for lunch, or you're putting that technology device down for lunch, where you're taking a half hour or an hour away, and you are just not going to do it because you need to recharge, and you know that that's what's important, for yourself.
That's a smart move. Psyche Terry with us on WILS. So you said you do work in cosmetics. Is that kind of the big part of the business, or?
That is the hugest part of our business.
Okay.
Yeah, we make cosmetics for a ton of stores around the country.
Yeah, and how's business going nowadays?
Business is actually really good. I think here's why. I believe it's because of this instant gratification. I know that, it's like, how in the world do you think digital and cosmetics go together? But instant gratification. People are on their phones because they want to be able to instantly be gratified. And I think the same with my beauty line, right? People want to immediately smell good. They want to immediately see some change in their skin or their acne or their, whatever they smell like. They want to change it right away. And for me, that's great, because it makes my numbers go up and it makes me be in, added to more stores every day.
The cosmetics, is that tied into the economy, or is that something people do, whether things are good or bad?
Well, I think beauty and makeup definitely, it seems that beauty sales go up and skirts go up. I think there's some kind of economic way of if skirts are shorter, that means, you know, the economy is better or something of that sort.
Okay.
But in my case, it's all around. It's a good business to be in. If you're selling body washes, you're going to always sell body washes. Yeah. If you're selling soap, you're going to always sell soap because people, you know, they need to come to work clean. You need to come to the station, you know, smelling like
And you need it. You need it daily, essentially, yeah. What's for someone psyche who has not found their passion, what would you tell them to do? How do you go about that process?
Yeah, I go about it a little differently. And whenever I'm coaching my friends and my family and my clients, I say, hey, think about what makes you tick, right? So what do you absolutely love to do? What would you do for free? And then invest in that, meaning take a minute away and just really think about that and dive into deciding, you know, this is what I like to do. This is what makes me tick. And really, I like to think that.
What about the hard work part of it? Because it's one thing to kind of have an idea of what you want to do. When it comes to the reality of succeeding, I mean, what do you tell people?
Yeah, I think it all comes together. After you've decided that this is what I don't care how much I make doing, then it just seems like everything kind of falls into place where you can start asking questions or you start doing research and you start connecting yourself because this is something that drives you, right? This isn't your everyday 9-to-5 where you're doing it for someone else. This is what makes you tick, and you do it offline or online or, you know, you're sneaking in the bathrooms at work trying to figure out more about your passion.
Wow.
So I think things kind of line up for you when you're truly focused on this is what makes me happy.
Although it seems like every entrepreneur has moments where things look like they're about to just fall apart. Did you go through that too or?
Oh my God. It's like every day. Yeah, it's about an everyday thing.
Really?
But you've got it. But if I'm tied to knowing that this is what I'm in this to win it. This is my passion. It's my passion. This isn't my grandma's passion or my uncle's passion. This is what I love to do. So I get to say, hey, I get to do this every day. I get to come back. And when it falls apart, it hurts like I don't know what. But it's my baby, and I get to, you know, make her look good and dress her up every day.
Yeah. And on the days where you feel like the business may not hold together, what do you do mentally? How do you push yourself forward?
I think it ties right back to this idea of detoxing. Whenever I'm just ready to just blow a whistle, and I've had times where I am just done, and I call those my white flag days where I'm just saying, I don't want it anymore. I don't care. I'm done with this. And I've had this in corporate America too. Yeah. But when I have my white flag moment, then I need to detox. I need to step away. Just take a minute. Yeah, take a lunch. Go see a movie.
In corporate America, you can take a personal day, right? And they pay you for that too. That doesn't happen when you run your own business, right?
No.
Psyche Terry, the website psycheterry.com. It's PSYCHE, psycheterry.com. Psyche Terry right here on WILS. Thank you very much, Psyche.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Join us again tomorrow right here on WILS. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.